Right, that's on red, right? That looks like it's recording. Right. Yes. Right. Right, and I'm putting all the phones down. I'm on the stand in front of me. I don't fancy holding them while I talk. Is that okay? Right, okay, excellent. Right, okay, so good, I'll do that now. Okay, shkayach. Right, right, right. Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman, Beis Tammuz, Tov Shien Pei. The Inyan is Nefilas Apayim, or known as Tachnun, the mitzvah we have every morning of the days we take Tachnun. Good morning, everybody. In this week's parasha, the beginning of the parasha, we've got the Machlokas, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu, and the pasuk says, "Vayishma Moshe, vayipoil al ponov." Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and he fell on his face. We find that this expression later as well, in the same parasha, we find in pasuk called base. It said later on that Moshe Rabbeinu, together with Aaron, vayiplu al ponem. They fell on their face by Yom Mikael Elekei Ruchos. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, quite a famous Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says that these psukim are mekoir to the inyan of Nefilas Apayim in Tefillah. Nefilas Apayim, which we know as Tachnun, there are days we don't see Tachnun. We have to realize Tachnun is a very, very chosh v'tefillah, which has got a lot of points to it. And the Mekori for this inyan on Nefilas Apayim is in this week's Sedra, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. And Rabbeinu Bechaya is Marich, and he explains that Nefilas Apayim has got three points to it. These three nyonim, Sholosh Kavonis, three Kavonis in Nefilas Apayim, which, where it's a gewaltig inyan to know them, to realize what lies in Nefilas Apayim. Number one, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Nefilas Apayim is a hemshek of tefillah. We've just done to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We've just had a Shavisa Hashem Negdi summit. We've just spoken to Baruch Baruch Abto Hashem, you were standing in front of the Shekhinah. If a person is realize who he's just been talking to, who he's been standing in front of, so automatically, there's Moira Shekhinah, there's a tremendous fear. Moira Shekhinah, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, leads to a person having busha and sneers. He covers himself up, standing, he feels such a nothing and so embarrassed. Who am I, a mortal human being, to stand and speak to the Shekhinah? So the inyan of Moira Shekhinah is meant to envelop a person as a result of the tefillah, and that leads to Nefilas Apayim, an inyan of busha and sneers, like we find Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, Vayaste Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes he's standing in front of the Shekhinah. So Vayaste Moshe Ponov, ki yorem yahabit elo alikim. He just pushed to hit his face, so it's embarrassment. Who am I to stand in front of the king? That's inyan number one, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the inyan of Nefilas Apayim as a direct connected, a direct follow-on from tefillah. Number two, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Nefilas Apayim is the inyan of a person showing, expressing his tzar of all he needs. He needs so much help. He's finds it difficult. He needs so many things. Everybody needs at any time so many things from the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's so much we're lacking. There's so much we depend on the Rabbeinu Shalom. So it's an expression of tzar, says the Rabbeinu Bechaya. When a person's in tzar, he also falls his face. He doesn't know where to put himself. What should I do? Where should I go? The expression of tzar, that is what manifests itself. And that's the inyan of Nefilas Apayim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this inyan of showing the tzar, that a person, the Nefilas Apayim, shows the tzar, he says that makes the tefillah so powerful. It's such a powerful tefillah that the tefillah is, mitoich tzar has such a power of being accepted. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, we find this famous Gemara B'Metzia, the end of Perek Azov, when Rav Gamliel had to put Rav Eliezer in Cherub because he held his Shitta by the Talmud Shel Achnoi, and he held its Tohoi, and the Chum held its Tome, and he wasn't Machni himself, they had to put him in Cherub. And it was something, Rav Eliezer was a great person, a Kodesh, Tohoi, but all the rest of you, was a Tana Rav Eliezer, and Rav Gamliel had to put him in Cherub. His wife, Rav Eliezer's wife, was very worried that maybe Rav Eliezer would express his tzar to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Rav Gamliel is going to suffer. She was the brother of Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was Rav Eliezer's brother-in-law. So she stopped him from doing the Nefilas Apayim, till one day she made a mistake. She thought he's not going to do the Nefilas Apayim, because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh. She miscalculated, and with this Nefilas Apayim, Rav Gamliel was taka nifta. The power Nefilas Apayim expresses the tzar of a person in such a way that it makes the whole tefillah a powerful tefillah, and hence the Rav Gamliel suffered straight away from it. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's the inner Nefilas Apayim, expressing one's tzar in such a powerful way that the Rebbe Shem accepts the tefillah immediately. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says that's the Mapol of Korach, this etc. as well. Moshe Rabbeinu Vayishma Moshe Balapolo also caused the Mapol of Korach. So this is the same Indian, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. With this Nefilas Apayim, Moshe Rabbeinu sort of brought along the Oynish against Korach, because there's no defense against the power of Tefillah with together with Nefilas Apayim. Thirdly, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, there's a third Indian, Bitl Gechoysom. By Nefilas Apayim, one's showing, I can't do anything. I'm just a hopeless person. I've got no koyach. I'm going to unkoyach myself. Totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the inyan of Nefilas Apayim is showing that a person is totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what it is. And he says, Nefilas Apayim shows, I can't move. I can't do anything. I'm nothing. I've got no koyach at all. He closes, covers his eyes. He covers his mouth. There's nothing I can do. I'm totally helpless and powerless without you, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And says Rabbeinu Bechaya, this inyan of showing actions, how one is powerless and defenseless, he said that to him, says Im lahavdil elef avdolos, the goyim, the way they daven, they put their hands together. He says they don't know what they're doing, but says Rabbeinu Bechaya, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're showing we are powerless, our hands are tied, our hands can't do anything. That's the way of davening. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, we keep our feet together. Are keeping our feet together. That's our way of expressing that we are powerless. That shows in a much stronger way we're powerless, because there's much more a person does with his feet, gets place to place, than with the hands. That's this idea of keeping feet together during Shemoneh Esrei, and followed by Nefilas Apayim, showing that we are powerless and showing that there's nothing we can do, our souls. We've got no koyach, no strength at all without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that is the inyan of the Nefilas Apayim, and that's what we're showing, and that's why it strengthens the power tefillah. So Bekitzur, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, there's three inyanim in the Nefilas Apayim. Number one, showing the bush, I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah, Moira Shekhinah leads to the Nefilas Apayim. Number two, expressing one's tzar in a way that I've come myself, I don't know where to put myself. That's number two, the inyan of the Nefilas Apayim. Number three, it shows that he's powerless. His bitl koychoysom, showing he's powerless, that's number three, the inyan of Nefilas Apayim. The Mogel Avraham in Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph, bring to shame the Zoya Kodesh, there's another inyan. All these inyan of Rabbeinu Bechaya is more inyan of Hemshech HaTfilah, strengthening the tefillah in the various points. The Mogel Avraham says, b'shem Zoya Kodesh, that Nefilas Apayim is the inyan of Mesiyus Nefesh. Show the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm prepared to give myself up, I'm prepared to be Moisa Nefesh. And the Zoya Kodesh says, when you say Nefilas Apayim, when you do Nefilas Apayim, you're supposed to say Telem Chof Hei, L'dovid Eilecho Hashem Nafshi Eso. I'm prepared to give my goof away to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, wherever you want Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm prepared to do Mesiyus Nefesh. And the Shlok Kodesh carries on and explains a bit further. He says, Tefillah is Keneged Korbonus, Tefillah leads to Kapora. But there are many averas where a korban is not good enough for kapora. There are averas where you need kaporas misa. You need actually misa in order to merit to earn a kapora. Says the Shlok, that's the Zoya Kodesh, that by be moisa nafshel misa, When I'm sort of adding this, makes a complete kapora for a person. It gives a complete kapora because Messiah's nefesh, that's ke'en misa, preparing to, I'm prepared to die for you, Rabbi Nishalayim. That completes the power of tefillah, kapora for all others. Says the Zohar Kodesh, but there's a condition. You have to say the kapora. You cannot say Alech Hashem Nafshi Es, I'm prepared to receive Nefesh and not know what you're talking about. One has to be Kavona, and you say without Kavona, it can lead to an opposite effect. It can lead to a person to have sorrows, a person for each of himself. Says the Mogen Avraham, our meaning is not to say that. We don't feel in the Madrega that we're prepared to receive Nefesh like that and to say the Kavona. We don't feel it's Madrega, so therefore we're posh, scared to do it. That's why we don't say this capital, Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. Zot Eli Rabba, Mitzad Sheni, it's such a good, beautiful mizmo, Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. It brought out so many rewards, Einar Opene Gehenem. So therefore says Eli Rabba, it's true that there's a problem saying it without Kavona. It's true that it can become dangerous. But says Eli Rabba, what about missing all the Gevalt Gemeilas? So says the Eli Rabba, I advise, say this capital without Nefilas Apayim. The Zohar Kodesh says it's dangerous to say this capital with Nefilas Apayim without Kavona, not meaning it properly. But without it, that says Eli Rabba, that's a huge advice, say this capital, Alecha Hashem Nafshi Es, without Nefilas Apayim. But our minik, we haven't really got this minik of saying this capital, as far as I know at all. Our minik, when we do Nefilas Apayim, we say capital, Delim, capital Vov, Hashem al ba'abcho toichicheni. Says Likut Marich, why do we choose, why is our meant to choose this capital? Says Likut Marich, because the idea is we should really be saying Elech Hashem Nafshi Esa, like the Zohar Kodesh says. But the problem is we're not fit, we don't feel prepared, we don't feel it true and with the full kavona, we can't say it with a proper full kavona that we're prepared to moitz nefesh. So we choose a capital which sort of is a sort of explaining why we're not saying Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. We are not prepared to moitz nefesh. We want to focus that we prefer to stay alive and say shlokim to the Rabbi Nishalina. We prefer to ke'ein b'mov zichrecho b'shoim miyodelach. There's a mile of being alive, not having to do Mrs. Nefesh. We can say extra shlokim to the Rabbi Hashem. That's a sort of, like, in a way, a bit of apology. This we're doing instead. We're choosing this avoider, different avoider. That's why our minig says the Likut Marich is to say Hashem al ba'apotoy cheni ke'im of zichrecho, to explain that we are not saying they're doing the Mrs. Nefesh aspect of Yitzhak Abayim. We're just davening to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We're davening to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And that's how we are saying to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, we are prepared to do everything. We're prepared to be Meshabeach you. We're prepared to sort of say Shlochim while we're alive. That's how we're doing. That's how we are being Meshabeach the Rabbi Nishalaylam. And that's how we are doing our tefillahs to Hashem. Our minig before saying Nefilas Apayim is to say the capital Vayomer David El God. Before Hashem al ba'apotoy checheni, we say Vayomer David El God. Pshat in this pasuk is it's also related to Nefilas Apayim. We say that Nipla no biyad Hashem. We say we prefer to fall in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this possibly refers to by David HaMelech when he was supposed to have a punishment. He's supposed to have a punishment because he counted Klal Yisrael. He said, let the Rabbi Shem give me the power, not I shall fall in the hands of a boss of a dom. Some have a meaning not to say V'yom David al God because it's Psuka Peronius, as they say, gone. So not everybody says this possibly V'yom David al God before Nefilas Apayim. Now, there's various minhagim to say vidui before Nefilas Apayim. Vidui, oshamnu, it's mainly Nusach Sfat, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's mekoyim from Zohar Kodesh. Some say vidui every day before Nefilas Apayim. Some have a minig, dafka Mondays and Thursdays before Vurachum, as Eish Mishabru brings down the minig. Some don't say at all. The Likut HaMarich comes again and says, according to the inyan of Nefilas Apayim, based on the Zohar Kodesh, that's the inyan of Messias Nefesh, of expressing one's Messias Nefesh to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, we can understand Vidu precedes Messias Nefesh. Before persons Messias Nefesh is meant to do Vidu. According to the other reasons, where it's a inyan of Tfila, then says the Likut Marich, you don't need Vidu. It's in Tvila Rukut Veda Bechayim, really it's not in the Mesis Nefer, so the Nefiz HaMayim has a muck without the Vidu. So it's more according to the reason based on the Zoya Kodesh that the Nefiz HaPayim Taknun starts off with Vidu. Now, Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't normally say the Vidu of a Shamnu before Nefiz HaPayim. But we all start with this one member, one saint before Nefiz HaPayim, Rachum V'chanun Chetosi Lefanecho. It's not a posik, it's Agdom Nefiz HaPayim. Zot Nesida Oitza Tfilis, Rachum V'chanun Chetosi is also a vidui. It's a short vidui. The Gemara said, Yuma Pei Zayin, Avon Anachu Chetonu, that's Ike vidui. So saying, Rachum V'chanun Chetosi is a short vidui. It's a short vidui. So therefore, comes out the in Minik Ashkenaz, we don't say the Vidu of Shamnu, we do say a short Vidu, Rachel Kan Chatosi. And the Masham Taka says, L'choy be fitted to stand up for saying Rachel Chatosi. Vidu is normally standing up. And it's strange that we sit down, the Minik to sit down. He's Ma'or that. I'll call upon him, it is a certain inner Vidu. So the main Nefilas Apayim starts from Pots Hashem Al Ba'apcho. So going down, many people got meaning by Rachan Chotosi. They say they like Slachnomi Ketonu, they pound their chest with their fist. So they do that like Slachnomi Ketonu. It's in an avidui. So at least the Nefilas HaPayim part starts Hashem Al Ba'apcho. So we've added so far, there's another aspect. Ooh, every part of Nefilas HaPayim has got Gvalki Inyon to it. Every chedit got chesed. So the vayomer dover God is expression of nifno be'al Hashem. Some say, some don't. Rachan chatozi is the inyan of a vidui, and Hashem al ba'apcho that is the nefilas apayim itself. Now, interesting. Generally, we do tach nefilas apayim on the left side. As I say, shechonor kamo yesh lehatzet satzmoy. Except for shachis, you got tefillin on your left hand, so you do nefilas apayim on your right hand as covered tefillin. Why is it that you're supposed to do Nefilas HaPayim so to lean on your left side, your left arm? So there's two opposite reasons. The Sha'arei Teshuvah brings from the Kolboy. The inyan of Nefilas HaPayim on the left is the inyan of Chayrus. That when you stand up, so when you sit up, why? Says the Kolboy, do you realize what we've just done? We've done a Shemoneh Esrei with a Nefilas HaPayim, we've had Mechilas Avonos. Since we've had Mechilas Avonos, we've had a vidui, as he said, a vidui with Nefilas HaPayim, so we've got Mechilas Avonos. We're free people, we're free from Chatoim. That's the inyan, says the Kolboy. We feel free, it's the inyan of Chayus, when we've finished on Nefilas HaPayim, that we sort of stand up or sit up, lean towards our left side from leaning on our left arm, that because we come free from our virus. That's the Chashivas on Nefilas HaPayim on the left side. And as we said before, even Minik Ashkenaz, where we don't actually Vidu Shamnu, but we've said a Vidu Rachman Chalon Chatosi. So the Kolba fits in even with the Minik Ashkenaz. But Rabbeinu Bechaya, B'Shem Rav Haigon, in this we said this is the opposite Inyan. Rabbeinu Bechaya said B'Shem Rav Haigon that the Inyan of Fidus upon the left hand is Faket. Left, leaning on the left side is the Inyan of Cheiros. As we know from Seder night, we lean on the left side. That's the way to Hasevet Echeiros. So leaning on the left side, says Rabbeinu Bechaya B'Shem Rav Haigon, it's sort of telling Hashem, even my chayrus, I'm submitting to you, I'm giving over to you, Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm giving over everything to you. Hashem, everything is yours. I'm prepared to give everything to you. Even my chayrus, my inyan chayrus, I'm giving over to you. I'm giving it over to you. That's the inyan of Nefilas HaPayim. That's the inyan on the left side to Shom. I'm giving over my chayrus to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I think we can suggest Eilev Eilev Divelikim Chayim. Rabbi Haigon and the Kolba are not a stealer. B'shas the Nefilas HaPayim on the left side. I'm giving over my chayrus to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I say, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all yours. Everything I give over to you, all I've got is yours in any case. I'm prepared to give over everything to you. It's all yours in any case. That's Nefilas HaPayim on the left side. While we're doing the V'Zapayim. When we finish on the V'Zapayim, there's still a short moment, still lean on our left side till we straighten ourselves up. That's the Tefillin Chayyus. If we've done our Tefillin Chayyus properly, we've been Zeichet to Mechilas Avonos. If we've been Zeichet to Mechilas Avonos, so therefore, we've got a Kapora and we feel free from our Chatoim. So that's, we have to realize there's so many Choshvei Inyonim in this Tefillin Chayyus, which, as we said, all the Inyonim were Rabbeinu Bechaya, plus the Inyonim is Nefesh, and every Chaylik is so Oizkecheshen, is Taka Gevoltke Cheshivis in the Tefillin. There's right another Loch and Shulchan Aruch. You're not meant to talk between Tefillah and the Tefillas Apayim. The Makoy is based on Shem Chuvas Rashba, which Medayik this Gemara B'Matzil, which we brought before. It says the wife of Rebbe Eliezer stopped him from saying Tachnon in order to protect her brother Gamliel. Frey Rashba, how did she stop him? She stood by him all day long for morning to make sure he doesn't say Tachnon, to make sure he doesn't do the Tefillas Apayim. How did she stop him? Says the Chumash Rashba, what she must have done is, she made sure to be maskev, she always had some important inish need to discuss him straight after Shemoneh Esrei, before he managed the Tefillas Apayim, that weakens the Tefillas Apayim. In the Tefillas Apayim needs to be connected to Shemoneh Esrei. It's a hemshech of Shemoneh Esrei. It's a follow-on, as you see for Rabbeinu Bechai and all the others. So she made sure there was a hefsek, and that weakens the effect of the Tefillas Apayim. Says the Chumash Rashba, so we see from here that the importance of making sure it's connected. So therefore, we should make sure not to be mafsik. That's the Chumash Rashba, but it also brings from the Goyim as well. It's all a hemshech and tefillah. Try not to be mafsik, it weakens the effect. That's a Chiddush of Chumash Rashba based on this Gemara B'Matzia. That's the way she stopped him. There is a Chumash Revosh, which says different pshat in the Gemara B'Matzia. The Chumash of the Mogad of Rome brings it. Mogad of Rome says she always made him busy with the Inyan in the morning that he forgot to sing the Tefillas Apayim. As I say to Mogad of Rome, B'Shem Chumash Revosh. So therefore, the Raya of the Rashba, that he mustn't be mafsik, is not Muchav. It's not pshat she made a hefsek. She made sure he never said the Tefillas Apayim at all. I'll call upon him. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that one shouldn't be mafsik. Of course, he allowed to be mafsik important. It's only hefsek gomu of Heschadas is brought down in the Mogad of Rome, Kuf Lamed Aleph, of Inyonei Tefillah, Vurachum, Yamine Shirabe, Kedusha, all these Inyonei, you're allowed to be mafsik. But I'll call upon him, there's an Inyon not to be mafsik between the two. So I'll call upon him. This is just a few insights in the inner Tefillas Apayim, the power in the Tefillas Apayim, how many Inyonim it's got in one small part of the Siddur, which perhaps can give us a new appreciation of this part of the Siddur. I'd like to conclude with a Ha'orah, this Inyon HaDiyoma. Generally, one likes to talk about Inyon HaDiyoma these days. One's heard a lot already. I'd just like to share a thought with you. The Gemara Brochus Nundal Dovabeis says, when Oy Melech HaBoshon wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, he lifted up a mountain, three parsois wide, which was the entire width of the Machna of Klal Yisrael. Three parsois is like the equivalent of 13 and a half kilometers, 8.5 miles. He got hold of a mountain with a diameter of 3.5 miles. We can't imagine what type of gevurah it involves, and was going to throw it on the Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu brought kamtzi, says the Gemara, which is ants, or some say worms, and they started crumbling the mountain, boring holes in the mountain where he was holding onto the mountain, till eventually it crumbled where he was holding onto it, and it fell on top of his head. Avada the Zinyonim mentioned in this Gemara, agadotas are not always easy to learn. The Mashor says, what's it in of kamtzi, ants, worms? Says the Mashor, the power of worms and the power of ants is with the mouth. That's the only power they've got. They're very, very small, haven't got much power in anything else. The powers of the pair. Says the Mogad Avraham, says the Mashor, it was power of tefillah which caused the crumbling of the mountain, which caused it, the clouds to be saved from Oy trying to destroy them. Says the Mashor, it was the tefillah of the others, Al Tiri Tanaz Yaakov, we don't worry, Yaakov's tefillah that protects Klal Yisrael. So the Kamtzi, this Namolim, when Klal were referred to a certain barrier, which Koich Bepeh, it's a remez on Inyoni tefillah, so it was the tefillahs which helped us to be saved from Oig trying to destroy us. Well, everybody's talking today about this, Baruch Hashem looks like almost at the end of it, we're still not quite there, this coronavirus. One of the opinions is, the known opinion is, it came from a bat. That's one of the opinions. Now, the bat, as we know, is an interesting barrier. the bat, its power of moving around, its power of doing what it needs to do, getting around, is a power of making high-pitched noises, and it catches the echo of the noise. It's got large ears. It's called echolocation, and the catching the echoes, that's how it moves around with a tremendous precision. The noises hit small object, even the tiny thing it hits, it catches the echo. Bekits, the bat is something miyuchad koichoi bepeh. See, if the Rebbeinu was sent its sorrow to Klal Yisrael through a little insect, a little creature, koichoi bepeh, as we see the mashal, it's meramas on koichoi bepeh. Befrat, it calls the bottom seas about Josh to close for a prolonged time. So therefore, it sounds like certain koichoi bepeh. So as we've heard a lot, so therefore, if it's inyan of koichoi bepeh, it's some sort of message to inyan of peh. Now, we've heard lots about the inyan of chizik betfila. Rav Shach Zatzal used to often be meyayit people who came to him. They had a host of problems. They were experiencing midas adin. He used to tell them, one needs to be mechazik. And he used to say, avada tefillah dam mechazik, make an extra chizik in birchas hamozon, in benching. There's a fascinating behetiv, the beginning of Hilchos Birchas Hamozon, brings from that teres, well, teres akenim, which says, in Birchas Hamozon, there is no end of it. In the time it's got every letter, I'll be no end of it. To teach us that some of these benches by Kavona ain't shoyle boy loy af, for loy ketzef, for loy shetzef. Umezoinoi sometsuna berevach of a kovel kol yomo. The Birchas Hamozon has got a power of removing entropies. There is no entropy there. So Birchas Hamozon becomes one removes af, sheds, ketz, all the non makas, plus it adds a koicha panosa. So if we're witnessing a time where there was a charena from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and persons' businesses were affected, mizanoisa were also affected by many people, so therefore Birchas Hamozon, which removes the entropy and adds a koich of mizanoisa, is a tremendous koyach and suitable choyah for the present situation. Rav Shach Zatzal used to tell everybody, bench from a siddur. Bench from a siddur, at least to bench bekavon. And he said, if it's hard to bench the whole bench, at least the first brocha. He said, Rav Chaim Moshe was a super genius. And Rav Chaim Moshe knew everything by heart. He knew benching by heart, but he never benched without a bench. Rav Shach Zatzal was very close to him, saw him never bench without a bencher. So maybe this chizuk of Birchas Hamozon, which in Toicha, a bencher, making sure one that makes sure one benches properly, at least the first brocha, can give a gewaltige power to Klal Yisrael. There should be no chorein af, l'shetz v'l'ketzef. So efsha, through this sort of chizuk, we can be zoicha, through be mechazik al koich ha-peh, we'll be zoicha to have an echo result from it. The rebounding will be in Mitzvah Shem, the koim mevasev, mevasev, oimeh, and we should be zoicha to the gula shleimah, b'mheh v'meinu. Thank you for listening.